This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz spoke to the Board of County Commissioners yesterday for their weekly public health briefing. The two-week COVID-19 case rate in Jefferson County is 270 per 100,000. We are now at the high level. The county and the CDC strongly recommend, but still do not require, wearing masks in indoor public spaces. For 2 weeks now, no one has been hospitalized, and there have been 3,327 cases since the pandemic began. We have lost 28 of our fellow citizens to COVID-19 in Jefferson County since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Berry said yesterday that even if the case rate remains high, the county won't consider a mask mandate again unless or until there's an increase in hospitalizations and or deaths. What tempers the so-so news of the increase of cases is that the BA1 and now dominant BA2 Omicron strains of COVID, though more contagious, are less severe. If we saw hospitalizations rise in other parts of the country, that might change our mitigations here. That's really the trigger, Dr. Berry said. This next bit is from the Jefferson County Solid Waste website. As you may have heard by now, there are some changes coming up to what plastics you can and cannot recycle. Beginning June 1st, 2022, bottles and jugs will be the only types of plastics accepted for recycling in Jefferson County, Washington. View the new recycling flyer here. There is a link on the transcript. Why are they changing what plastics they take? In short, the dairy tubs, plant pots, and buckets are being sent overseas where there is no way of knowing their fate. Most likely, they are not being handled in an environmentally responsible way in a third world country. In 2015, Jeffco Solid Waste was assured that these plastics had a sustainable market, so they made the switch. They now know that there is no market for these plastics, so they're going back to the bottles and jugs, which were accepted from 1992 to 2015. They hope that taking only plastic bottles and jugs will simplify what is recyclable in the plastic and cans bin. Examples are bottles that contain beverages like water and juice, shampoo and body lotion bottles, jugs that contain dish soap or laundry detergent. Make sure your bottles and jugs are clean and empty so they don't contaminate all the good ones. Please remove the cap as it can be a hazard to the workers nearby when the plastic is compacted into a bale for shipment. According to the sorting facility in Tacoma, bottles and jugs are recycled at end markets on the West Coast, British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, or California. When plastic bottles are recycled, they can be made into lots of things. T-shirts, sweaters, fleece jackets, insulation for jackets and sleeping bags, carpeting, and more bottles. Do not put plastic bottles that have contained hazardous materials like motor oil, antifreeze, or weed killer in recycling. These must go in the trash. If these containers still have material in them, take them to the hazardous waste collection facility at the Boat Haven. For more information, there is a flyer, also on the transcript, that you can click on. Contamination is a big problem. The plastic contamination rate in this county has been very high since the change in 2015. I am looking at a photo here, which is an example of plastics that have never been recyclable in the current system, but continue to be put in bins by citizens. So there's lids, which were never recyclable, a plastic rake head, not recyclable. There's also a cardboard drink carrier, which is not even plastic. Plastic wrappers for toilet paper, all kinds of things like that. Plastic lids from coffee cups. Yeah, there's only one or two things in this picture that I can see that are actually recyclable at this time and won't be in June. So keep it simple. Jugs, bottles, no caps. Clean them, put them in the recycling bin. And, you know, that's the way it is, folks. Some other items that are non-recyclable. No blue glass. Clear, green, and brown bottles only. No Pyrex and other types of tempered glass. No mirrors, no light bulbs, etc. No window glass. No Tetra Pak or beverage cartons. Any beverage carton or aseptic container has foil layers or layers of plastic in it. Even the milk carton that you have has a layer of plastic in it. It is not recyclable. Crush it. Put it in your trash. In Seattle, a lot of these things have been recyclable for a few years now. They have a very highly sophisticated system for dealing with and disposing of various kinds of plastic and other materials. They are a huge city with a lot of resources to do that. Jefferson County does not have those kinds of resources. There will be a Zoom presentation about these important changes to the curbside recycling program this Saturday, April 23rd from 10 to 11 a.m. There's a link on the transcript for today's local news on our website. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening and have a good Tuesday.